As a business owner, what does it really mean to show people who you are? Hi, welcome to another episode of Business Mindset Mastery. My name's Heather Gray. I'm a mindset and performance coach, and you can find me over at choosetohaveitall.com, where I work with business leaders, owners, and entrepreneurs to help them live their best lives so they can run their best businesses. I have such a fun question for you today. It kind of had me laugh out loud a little bit when I received it in my inbox during the break where I wasn't recording episodes, and it was the kind of question that made me want to stop everything and just record an episode. So I had to jump right in and get right to it. Here goes. Heather, I need your help. I seem to find myself in a permanent bad mood. By day, I'm in business and finance. On the side, I've been consulting with small businesses and teaching them systems that will help them understand their numbers. Money going in, coming out, profit, losses, expenses. I teach owners how to make sense of these things. This whole thing kind of started naturally. One friend asked for my help, and then another did. Now I have almost 15 businesses that I've helped in the past year, and I'm starting to see that this could be a real thing. I can own my own business teaching new and small businesses how to operate their finances, and I'm out of the online game because I'm doing this with local small brick and mortars. I invested in a coach to help me get started and also in getting my website designed. Now I'm getting feedback that my website isn't clear about who I am. My coach says I'm not showing up or standing out, and the whole thing is vanilla, as she says. What the F does any of this mean, Heather? I am showing up. I am doing the work. All of this talk about authenticity and showing up sounds like BS to me, and if this is the game, I might just call it and be out. I've been listening to your no BS approach, and I'm hoping you can cut to the chase, be real with me, and just tell me what's up. Thanks. Oh my gosh, you're speaking to me. Oh, I love this question. And yes, I agree that the messaging around showing up, being yourself, being authentic, telling the world who you are, standing out, putting yourself in the spotlight, it can be nauseating. And it can feel like you're supposed to be the lead actor in a show where nobody told you what the part was supposed to be, how you were supposed to act, and you can feel like you're made to be a puppet on a string. I really get how annoying and how frustrating it sounds. I think what you might be frustrated though with is the language more than the concept. I get where you're annoyed. I roll my eyes at this too, and I hold my breath and suck my teeth when I hear people talking about authenticity too. I get what's turning you off, but I also know that you know business and you know what it means to be a boss and how to make decisions as a business owner. So when I talk to you, I want you to think about yourself in the boss mode. What would the boss do? Right now, you're getting all antsy and itchy because somebody's asking you to show up as yourself. You still get to be the boss. Don't leave that off to the side in this conversation, and it will get so much easier for you. So just hang tight. I'm going to throw in a quick break, but then I'll be back to you on the other side. Okay, let's start our chat together by just taking a deep breath. I'm imagining the story you have about this is that you're supposed to lay your soul bare, that you're supposed to tell some awful thing that happened. My friend and I have it called the white van story, that you can't make it as a business owner according to the nonsense out there unless you've at some time been homeless in a white van and you have some poor me story to tell. I promise you that that's not what we're talking about here, and that's not what your coach means. I want you to think about your 9 to 5, whatever business that you're working on that you do this business for. I want you to think about the advertising they put out, the messaging they put out, their logo design, their business cards, the way they value customer service, the types of people they hire. How does your 9 to 5 stand out from all of the other 9 to 5s that are offering the same thing? How does Pepsi stand out differently from Coke, for example? It's practically the same product. I'm a Coke girl, so I wouldn't say that, but normally Coke is best, right? But how does your business set themselves apart from everyone else. What your coach is asking you to do, and the messaging around marketing and branding and being a solopreneur and showing people who you are, is how do you stand out from the competition? Because if you don't stand out from the competition, you're absolutely going to read as vanilla, and you're not going to be noticed, and you're not going to be seen. Same thing if you have too many bells and whistles and it looks too slick and everything's too shiny and new and fake. People may overlook you because it just looks like a wolf in sheep's clothing or something like that. That's what your coach is trying to get you to think about. If you think about being the person who's going to go into local small businesses and offer to help them get organized, manage their finances, set themselves up for success, and develop systems that work for them, why should they pick you over the next guy? What do you offer differently? What's your story? Because the reality is people will invest in people more than they invest in businesses. I am a sucker in the makeup aisle of a new drugstore when they put like a stand with the brand new colors or the brand new product right flush at the end of the aisle so I can see it facing me. I automatically think that's something a little more special or more deserving of my attention than anything I might find in the middle. What your coach is trying to get you to do is to be the brand at the end of the aisle, the shiny new thing that people need to stop and consider. You may not know how to do that because you're used to doing it simply by your name and simply by your reputation. That's my story about you. First of all, because your question resonated with me, I found the same thing that I struggled with, the same thing when I started in my online business. And I know you're not working online, but I think you and I come from similar perspectives. And I too roll my eyes when I hear people telling me to be authentic and to share my story, et cetera, et cetera. But I think if you think about this as a boss and as somebody who needs to sell a product, because that's what you're doing. You're creating a service that's going to become your product that you're selling. You're going to understand the language differently. You're going to recognize that the company you used to work for probably got you some of your clients, right? They probably have referred to you, or you had a couple of clients and they referred their friends to you, and you're used to your name being enough. But if you think about marketing, when you're trying to develop new leads or get cold traffic, you have to stop and grab their attention. The boss in you knows this. The coach you're working with is trying to get you to think that way. Think about that and see how that sits for a second. What I really hear in your conversation with me is that you feel stuck because you're an accidental success. You didn't decide someday that you wanted to own your own business. It was never really your plan or your intention. A friend asked for a favor. You said yes, happened to be good at it, happened to like it. Someone else asked. You said yes. You went ahead and did it. And without even knowing how it happened, suddenly you had 15 businesses that you helped in the past year. Without planning it or intending for any of this to happen, you ended up in the passenger seat of your business. You were in reactive mode. You said yes to people who found you and asked, rather than being in the driver's seat and deciding where do you want to put yourself in front of? Who do you want to be helping? What kind of businesses do you want to serve? Is local your only requirement? So does that mean you may go into a local barber shop and help the barber with his finances? But then you're also going to go into a gift shop that sells craftsware and jewelry and art and prints? Or are you also going to go into a copy shop or a local used bookstore? Where do you want to put yourself? Who do you want to serve? And how do you want to help? When you tell me that your coach told you that it's pretty vanilla, my guess is you're talking to too many people and you're not getting specific enough in the kinds of business owners you work best with, the kind of businesses you're most interested in helping, and your point of view. If you start to think about who you want to help, how you want to help them, the kind of services you want to offer them, you can start to craft new language, thinking about what those people, that audience, needs to hear in order to buy from you. What would their questions be? You go ahead and answer them before they even ask. What are their pain points? You're going to talk about the transformation and the ways you're going to solve those pain points. What are their goals, their wishes? What are their problems? What obstacles get in their way? Why do they need somebody? If they're business owners, they know a little bit about managing money. Why is it not working for them? I want you to think about who you want to help, because if you get the focus off yourself, you're just thinking like a boss now, and you're going to start thinking about what they need to hear, what they need to know, the information you need to share, and you are going to want to talk directly to them while using language that repels everyone else. Your dream businesses and your dream clients will flock to you based on your description of who you are, what you do, and how you serve. And your least desirables will be bounced back. It's easier to start by talking to and for other people than it is talking about yourself. I get that. That's why I want you to start there. But you can't just stay there, because at the end of the day, if new people don't know who you are, have a sense of how you move through the world, or know anything about you, they're going to be hesitant to buy from you. So you have to decide how you want to show up. I want you to think about why, when someone asked you for help with their business, did you say yes the first time? Just because it was easy, that sounded like an easy way to make a couple of bucks, because you got interested or excited. What was it about that first time you said yes? And then I want you to jump forward to the next five or six or the seventh person. Why did you keep saying yes? Because my story is, by that time, you're doing a lot of juggling. You were juggling the full-time job with this side gig you've built, happily by accident. So you're juggling. What about that made it worth it? Clue into that for yourself. Get clear on that, and you're going to find your why. Are you rolling your eyes as I tell you to find your why? I can't tell you how many times I've rolled my eyes at that phrase myself, but it doesn't stop it from being true. I've told clients before, sometimes your why can be really private. It doesn't have to be something you share with the world. It doesn't have to be the thing you announce on your about page and shout from the rooftops if you don't want to. But in your gut, in your inside, internal, private world, you really do need to know what's motivating you, why you want this. Because being told your website is vanilla and you're not showing up is nothing compared to the obstacles you're going to face going forward, and the backward steps you're going to make, and the frustrations and the tough feedback. So if you don't know why you're still going forward with it, other than, well, people have asked me and I've said yes, you are going to lose this thing. It's not going to be set up for success, and you're not going to have a chance at running this as a business and seeing what you're capable of. If you want to know what this thing can become, you have to get really clear on why it's important to you. Otherwise, you stay in that reactive mode to other people's whys, to other people's wishes, and other people's expectations. If you are not driving your own show, if you are not the captain of your own ship, you end up reacting to everybody else, and that's when things get really messy. So as much as it sounds like woo-woo gone amok and you want to run from it, you really do need to take some time time to get clear on purpose, because you can't keep running a business by accident. You got lucky, you made good decisions, you found good clients. Clearly, you're talented at this to have helped 15 businesses without the intent to go ahead and do it. So you have a name and a reputation, and you have so much going for you. Now you just need to decide how to advertise it. How are you going to tell people? Internally, you now have a purpose and a direction. Now we got to get you clear and tight on the messaging. I want you to go back to what your ideal client has to say, what they need to hear, and what they're going to want from you. And then I just want you to tune into being the boss. If you've been in business for this long, if you have been consulting with small businesses, you already know what works for branding. You already know what repels and attracts clients. You have already gained enough firsthand experience by having your finger in the pie of so many businesses to see and to know what works and what doesn't. Use your boss experience to think about putting yourself out there. I don't know. Maybe part of your brand is going to be helping other accidental successes who didn't really intend to be really good at something, but suddenly found themselves creating something the whole world wanted. Maybe you're going to end up building businesses with people who are brand spanking new too, or they inherited it from somebody. You can decide. But when you find how you move through the world and how you show up, you are going to have an easier time sharing your voice. And I want you to know something. You have a really cool story to tell. I don't hear this one often, where suddenly, like, somebody asked me to do this, so I said yes. Somebody asked me to do this, so I said yes. You are living the life of what happens when someone says yes. That's a part of your story. I want you to think about what made you choose business in the first place. What do you like about it? What do you hate about it? What do people love about managing profit and loss statements? What do they hate about it? Get really clear on the language. Be the boss. Be a competitor. Get yourself set up for success to put yourself out there. That's how you can stop being vanilla. Try to get people's attention. Try to get them to snap out of it. Think about what you need in a noisy space to do so that people stop and take a second look. That's the challenge. Don't get distracted by the jargon and the word choice around authenticity, vulnerability, putting yourself out there. It's fine if you still think it's BS, but I know the boss in you knows that it's true. One of the ways I like to teach my clients how to do this is for them to just either start talking to a group of friends about who they are, what they do, how they serve, their idea. You got to find the supportive people who are going to be super psyched for you that you want to go out on it on your own. You don't want to find the people who are saying, what the heck are you thinking? Why would you want to do that? Your job is so stable. You want to find the people who love to have these conversations. And my guess is, if you don't know anybody, my guess is your coach does. I also happen to have a Facebook group over at Choose to Have It All at Facebook, and I don't think you're a member. So if you want to join my group, you can hop in there, tell, and maybe even tell people that this was your question and start to talk to people about your idea, and that'll get the, you know, you'll connect there too. There's tons of places to find ways of talking about who you are, what you do, and your idea. Just start having the conversations, because what'll happen is you will find the same themes emerging over and over again. That's how I chose my brand, Choose to Have It All, because I kept talking to people about the fact that happiness is a choice, that like we can choose what we want or we can choose to compromise on what we want. And the more I repeated that, the more it became my brand and my story. And the more I started to share personal examples of times in my life where I absolutely positively had to choose happiness. And if you start having conversations and talking to people, you will find the story excerpts that come out more often. You will find the sort of examples and the frame of reference and the things that you keep driving home to, and you will find your voice. You're probably not used to writing copy. You're probably not used to thinking about it as a way of advertising. We don't think of ourselves that way. You are having a totally normal response to this. It does sound like nonsense when you look at it at first glance. But again, if you just put yourself in the boss's shoes, I think you're going to have an easier time with this. The other thing that I like to encourage people to do is to start talking to the business owners you've already worked with to say, hey, listen, I loved working with you so much. I'm thinking about going out on my own. Could you tell me how you found out about me, what you liked working about me, what didn't work? And start talking to the other people you've served. You've only got 15. Not only, you have 15, but I was saying only because that's not so hard to like have one-on-one conversations with. You can have one-on-one check-in conversations with 15 people, and it can be a manageable load. So find those people again. Ask them if you could do coffee and sit down and just tell them your idea. They're going to be supportive of you because they went looking for you. They were the type of people who needed what you offered. So share with them what you want to build. Ask them what they would need to see next. Like, so you got them the bare bones. What would they need in year two from you if they needed anything else? Get a sense from them what was helpful, what worked, what they liked about you, and you will find your language. You will find your voice, and you will figure out how to stand out above the crowd. Don't let the word choice stop you. In fact, you can use your annoyance with the verbiage, with the word choice, as part of your marketing copy if you want and it makes sense. But that's the biggest challenge here, to look at this as the boss of your new business, and what would the boss do? What does the boss need to say in order to get new leads to know, like, and trust him? What do people need to hear from you in order to want to hear more? How do you connect with them? How do you make something that's really vulnerable, scary, and intimidating, like money management, businesses, and finances, approachable? How are you going to connect? How are you going to keep it real? You asked me to keep it real. How are you going to keep it real with your people? If you get crystal clear on that, the rest is cake. There we go. Vanilla and cake. How do you like the way I wrapped that one up? But I think you know where I'm going here. You got to get true to you. You got to like get out of your own way with the verbiage. Get on with it and get it done. And when you're done, send me a link to to your new website and I'll put it out to my community. How's that? If you liked listening to this and you have a question yourself, send it on in, heather@choosetohaveitall.com. I'd love to hear from you. Thanks so much for tuning in and having a listen with me today. I hope you found this helpful. I certainly am so happy to be back in your earbuds with you, and I look forward to talking to you again tomorrow. Bye for now.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.